This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The Obama administration has taken over major parts of our economy, so now the bureaucrats are eager to take over what public schools teach our children. Former school teacher and author Orlean Kerla explains their current goal, why you should be concerned, and what you can do about it. Her new book is called Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform. This national takeover of school curriculum was cleverly named Common Core State Standard Initiative, so it sounds as if it were developed by the states. But that's not true. It was developed by trade groups and corporate interests that will make a lot of money from its implementation. The Obama administration induced 46 states to give up local control of their English and math curricula through a clever carrot-and-stick method, a combination of bribery, waivers for the hated No Child Left Behind Act, and threats to cut off future federal grants. Left out of the development of this new curriculum were parents, local and state school boards, and state legislatures. The price tag to adopt Common Core standards is enormous. It's also important to note that Common Core standards will not make kids any smarter. The math standards are so substandard that the only real mathematician on the validation committee refused to approve them. He said that Common Core standards are 2 years behind international expectations by the eighth grade and then fall further behind in grades 8 to 12. The math standards downgrade the years when algebra and geometry are to be taught. The name of this very useful book is Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform, and the author is Orlean Kerla. Parents, go to Eagle Forum's website, eagleforum.org, for more information about Common Core.
College students, you're invited to the 20th annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance, and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Buthaina Nevlin. She is from Iraq, and she's talking about the trial of Saddam Hussein. So please continue.
Yes, then I was talking about the assassination of the defense team for the trial. And we reached that lawyer Sadun Antari Janabi was abducted 20th October 2005. And he was the defense lawyer of Awad Hamad al-Bender, the chief judge of Iraq Revolutionary Court. And he was abducted from his office by gunmen who introduced themselves as employee of the Ministry of Interior. A few hours after that, he found dead in a place near his office. On the 8th of November 2005, attorney Adil Al-Zubaydi, who is representing Vice President Mr. Taha Yassir Ramadan, was gunned down by masked people with masks on their face. His car was gunned by those people. He died. He was representing Vice President Taha Yassir Ramadan. And the other lawyer who was with him, Mr. Thamer Hamoud Al-Khuzai, a lawyer for the chief intelligence in Saddam time, Barzan al-Tikriti, half a brother of Saddam. He was chief intelligence for a few years. From the 1978 till 83. This man managed to escape. He was wounded heavily. He fled Iraq and he issued a statement saying what had happened to him. And he said that I was directly threatened by the militia, so he fled Iraq. After that, on November 28, 2005, Chief Judge Razgar Mohammed Amin adjourned the trial until 5th of December to allow time to find replacement for the two defense lawyers who were slain and another who fled Iraq after he was wounded. And then after that, I think the last one who was assassinated was Mr. Khamis al-Ubaidi, who was hideously assassinated. So this is about the assassination of the lawyers. I'll go back to the main case of the trial, which is a Dujail massacre. The head of the legal team, Mr. Khalil al-Dulaimi, they never given full names of those who said that Saddam or the Revolutionary Court executed. So here is a trial, a criminal trial, but the lawyers didn't know the names of those who killed. Give us just names. They don't know. They came with 20, 15 of them still alive. Then after pressing more and more the court, they came with some names. Okay. And they showed them the IDs card of the people they allegedly said that they were executed. These IDs card, they showed, Mr. Khalil al-Dulaimi said, first, these IDs card is from 1990, Iraq changed old ID card to new ID card in 1990. The execution of assassination people was done in 1985, Diana. So the ID belongs to people who lived in 1990. So all these evidence are fraudulent. And more than that, they say all these IDs that showed was punched. One more thing I think nobody knows. Iraq under the sanction after 1990, if you get a sanction, a rational card at that time, the government will punch your IDs. So all these IDs that they show that people allegedly executed were fraudulent and false, because these IDs belong to people who were alive in 1990 and so on. That's another thing. I mean, just give you an idea how false all their allegations are. Another thing, they present Saddam with a document with his handwriting, and there are some stuff in it. When they cross-examine it, they told him, or a presidential communique, when it's done, it should be there is a serial number and a date. Why these communique, they don't have serial number or date? I mean, they were good in forging the handwriting of Saddam. But because their lack of experience of how things worked in the presidential palace or in the... They don't know that there are some requirement that there should be a date, should be a serial number, stuff like that. So this is another sign that all these evidence were fraudulent. The big thing that, I mean, demolish all their allegation is that, it's in the video I showed you, I sent it to you, about a gentleman. This gentleman was testifying behind curtains. Who is this gentleman? This gentleman was he's a man from the jail. His family lived in the jail for many years. When they announced the trial of Saddam is coming, and it was the news, and he heard that he will be tried on the jail, he said, I was in my camp. He seems to be that he was a new military or army enlisted guy. And he said, I was sitting in my camp, and my friends and all other colleagues were sitting with me. And I talked about the jail assassination attempt. He told them that he was alive at that time. He was young. And a Da'wah party leader, and who did the assassination. And he told them a lot of things, that they were stashing a lot of weapons and some orchids in Diyala, stuff like that. He told them that whatever they say in the TV about this assassination is completely false. Nobody was arrested. Those who are arrested, just the people who tried to do the assassination attempt. So he was talking to this. This news get out. A few days after that, the chief prosecutor of Saddam, his name is Ja'far al-Musawi, came to this young man. This young man, he said, the commander of the camp that I was in called me and told me, this gentleman want to meet you. He didn't give him his name. Ja'far al-Musawi, the chief prosecutor, told him, look, I know you were in the jail in Saddam assassination attempt time. If you come, I'll give you something to say. If you come to the trial and say this and this and this, I will give you a lot of money. So he So he told, I mean, it will show even. He said he gave me $500 first. The young man doesn't know that this is a chief prosecutor. He doesn't know anything. He wants to his commander. He told him what happened. And he told him he want me to say things that never happened. It's complete lies. His commander advised him. He told him that those people are very dangerous. You have two choices. either do what they say and go to the court and lie and save your life, or escape you and your family and never show up.
Wow.
Wow.
Yes. So he went here, he talked with his family, and then he managed to take his family away in another province and different place. And he ran away from this camp. He never came back. The young man said also that the chief prosecutor came again and again, but they couldn't find him.
All righty, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN4All.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is with Anna Nevlin. Okay, please pick it up from where you left off.
Yes, we are talking about this young man who is approached by the chief prosecutor of Saddam Tribunal, or they call it Iraqi Special Tribunal for Crimes Against Humanity. He came to this young man and tried to convince him, allured him, and to come and give him a lot of money. And just say the following, that what does he want him to say, the chief prosecutor, Mr. Jafar al-Musawi? He asked him to say the following. He told him that, I was young when the assassination attempt happened, and the intelligence department took my father and I don't know my father. Where is my father till nowadays? Mr. Al-Musawi asked him to do that, the young man told him, but my father was alive till 1997, and he died because of old age. Nobody killed him, nobody. He said, no, you shouldn't say that. You should say he was abducted by the intelligence department, and he never showed up. Okay, so he fled. I mean, he asked his commander. Commander, he said, you have two choices. I'll go with them. They are very dangerous. Or flee the country altogether. So he left. He changed his place. In the trial time, he came. He was so brave. And that just gives you how much brave. I mean, just love people, Iraqi people, from this city, which is Shia city, come to... I mean, it was very dangerous to come and say these things in that trial. He came and he testified and he said this and that. He said at that time, I didn't know who was that man that tried to bribe me. When the first session aired, I recognized him. He is the chief prosecutor of the trial. His name is Jafar al-Musawi. And as soon as he said that, the camera directed to Jafar al-Musawi, and you can see that he was hysterically laughing. I mean, he knows that he was exposed, and he was hysterically laughing. So this incident, I mean, it demolished everything. It demolished all their allegations that there are some people who are taken and illegally and unlawfully being executed. And it's true, there were execution for those leaders who were red-handedly caught in the assassination attempt, who were keeping explosive, who were keeping heavy stash of weapons, tried to use it against the Iraqi people. So that will give you an idea how fraudulent on the falsehood of all allegation about the jail assassination attempt, which it was the mere reason to execute Saddam Hussein. That's one thing. Other thing, other than this fraudulent, and most of the names are still alive, killing the lawyers, they give them IDs for people, and these IDs are issued in 1990, and the execution happened in 1985. So there is no basis. Whatever after that, it's just politic, sheer mere politic. You invaded Kuwait, and he gave them the reason. And at that time, when he gave the reason about the invasion, the judge of the court, always when Saddam gave his evidence, he turned off the microphones. So see how unjust this trial. Whenever he tried to give an evidence to exonerate himself or say something, the microphones turned off. Everything from that now on was politics. Iran, Halabja, they never say anything about Halabja. They were afraid just to mention it because it will expose their cooperation with the Americans. It will expose the so-called president of Iraq, Talabani, who was the main one behind ordering or asking the Iranian to gas their own people, the Kurds in Halabja. So everything after this was complete politics, nothing, no evidence. The lawyers, even the lawyers, were complaining. He said, we cannot practice our role in defending our client. Everything, they didn't give us any evidence. The U.S. Army took the papers of those lawyers many times, and they did complain about that, and nobody heard them. I will read you, after that, of course, Jafar al-Musawi, the prosecutor, called for the death penalty for Saddam and four other defendants, including Barzani Tikriti, Saddam's half-brother, Taha Yassin Ramadan, former Iraqi vice president, and Awad Ahmed al-Bandar, former chief judge of Saddam Revolutionary Court. The suspect faced execution by hanging, if convicted, and sentenced to death. Okay, that's what the chief prosecutor, who was going bribing people to come and say false stuff, want. When they finish this trial, they exonerate Taha Yassin Ramadan. They say he has nothing to do, and they give him just life in a prison. He appealed for this, even when the court exonerated him. Ja'far al-Musawi appealed for this, and he gave him the death penalty, and he was hanged with the others. I will read you, Diana, now some of the criticism of this kangaroo court. Critics include Saddam's legal counsel, Khalil al-Dilemi, he's the chief lawyer of Saddam, alleged that the American officials had heavy influence on the court. I'll talk about that when I finish reading. In a statement, Khalil said the court is a creature of the U.S. military occupation and the Iraqi court is just a tool and the rubber stamp of the invaders. The Washington Post reported that Americans have drafted most of the statutes under which Hussein and his associate Begin tried. It also reported that a U.S. official in Baghdad confirmed last week, last week, that only the United States and Britain had contributed experts to advise the court on how to prosecute the government of alleged wars against humanity. The human rights organization Amnesty International criticized the death sentence and said that trial was deeply flawed and unfair. The process was marred by serious flaws that call into question the capacity of the tribunal. And we go...
Well, as you said before, it was a kangaroo court, exactly like the court after World War II, yeah. And at Nuremberg, and yeah. That is the way that all the courts are handled, such as in Iraq. They're all like the show trials that Stalin did in 1936 to 1938.
Exactly. Yeah, so what else? The specific concern raised by Amnesty International included the status of the trial was special trial, unconstitutional according to the Iraqi constitution, political interference in trial proceedings by the removal of judges in the mid of trial, exclusion of members of the defense team at points in the trial, assassination of multiple members of the defense team, and the closure of trial before the defense team had completed presenting its legal case. On 27 June 2006, two of Saddam Hussein lawyers, Saddam Hussein, a lot of lawyers from all over the world, I mean, big international team, 1,500 lawyers volunteered to go and defend him. Ramsey Clark, a former U.S. Attorney General, and Curtis Dobler held a press conference at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. to call for immediate security for all the Iraqi defense lawyers and to complain in a written statement that the trial was unfair and was being conducted by the American authorities using Iraqis as a front. The two lawyers...
All right. Huseina, we are going to a break. We will be back, and after we come back, we'll take some phone calls. Be right back.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Bethana Nevlin. And please do access that document, the source document, that has all of the YouTube films, all the links, PDF files, and whatnot that support what Bethana is sharing with us today. And that is on the website, on today's schedule page. Just click on the link that says, Iraq. After the 2003 U.S. invasion. Lots and lots of links and information on that site. Alrighty, I don't want to interrupt what you're talking about, but we do have some callers lining up. Do you want to finish the thoughts that you were expressing just before the break?
I was talking about how everything based upon this assassination of President Saddam was fictitious. And there is no basis, and they couldn't come with any basis, either false allegation or fraudulent evidence. And the defense team was assassinated, kicked out of the court many times, and their papers were seized. They never let their evidence to show up in the court, even if when the president Saddam Hussein and his other colleague went to defend themselves. The chief judge, the judge who was conducting this trial, Mr. Rauf Abdurrahman, who was a Kurd, who was a criminal. He has a criminal case before him, and he fled Iraq and he come back after the invasion. And by the way, this judge was not a judge. He was a lawyer. And that's what everybody exposed later. So you see, even the little legal procedure was missing in that case. The judge, Rauf Abdulrahman, who sent Saddam to death, was not even a judge. He was a lawyer. So it gives you an idea. And he was a criminal. The UK and US came and put him in charge just to execute Saddam Hussein. One more thing. One of the defense team, Dr. Bushra Khalil, she's a Lebanese. And she is from our real Shiite brother in Lebanon. Just to differentiate, I mean, when your listeners hear Shiite, there are big difference between the Arab Shiite and the Iranian Shiite. So us, the Arab, when we say our Shiite brothers, there's no difference between Sunni and Shiite. Just America tried to mix and mangle things just to instigate sectarianism in the Arab society. So, Dr. Bushra Khalil break her silence a year ago in an interview, and she said the following. She said, I couldn't practice my sacred role in defending my client Saddam Hussein. Everything we were complaining from the heavy-handed influence of the American. She said the Americans were everywhere in this court. They don't show you in the camera. She said from the time we entered the green zone, the American accompanied us, and they put even where to sit in the chair. You sit there, you sit there, you sit there. She said, I complained to the judge twice. And the judge kicked me in both times. It is on the YouTube when the judge screamed at her. And you saw the low attitude of this judge, Rauf Rahim. He screamed at a woman, at a respectable lawyer, and he kicked her out. He said, are you a lawyer or a gang? One of his scolding to her. She said, my first defense and the only defense I did after that, the American captain, they call him captain, his name is Bill. He said, this Bill, everybody know him. He is the in charge of everything. He met me three times. The last time he met me, we were talking till 2 o'clock p.m. He told me the following, look, either you stay calm and silent and never open your mouth and do what we want you to do, or we will kick you out. And that's what happened. He said, one of the illegal things, which are many that done, he said, the execution took place issued in 26th of December. It should be 1 month past. Then the execution should be legally taking place after 1 month of the appeal. He said it didn't take them long, 3 days, and they executed him. And she said that within the trial, she mentioned one of the lawyers, his name Naimi. He is the Minister of Justice in Qatar. He said he is the last one who came to become the defense lawyer. Why the Minister of Justice from Qatar came to Saddam? He want to convince Saddam, the Qatari, I think within the latest news and how Qatar is acting as an agent for Israel in butchering the Arab people, we understand why is that. And Naimi came and asked Saddam the following. They say to him, the Prince of Qatar told Naimi to tell Saddam that if Saddam show up on the TV and directed a letter to the resistance, which was fierce at that time, and ask the resistance to pull their weapon down and never fight the American, they will ensure his safety and they will take him out and let him live in a luxurious life in Qatar, in every in every other place in the world, just to go out on the TV and say the following, I ask the resistance to pull down their weapons and never fight the American. Saddam was suspicious about that. He said, look, this is political assassination. They don't want to execute me. They want to finish my legacy. If I go and say the following, all the people all over the world will believe whatever lies the Americans are saying about me. He said, I would rather die 100 times physically and not do this, as he called it, a political assassination. That's one thing, I want to mention it. Other thing, there are a lot of rumors that within the trial, Donald Rumsfeld came and told him the following, that if you go and stop the resistance, we will ensure your safety and we'll get you out. And this is the Donald Rumsfeld, I think it was mentioned by a big Egyptian newspaper called Al-Isbu' and I think Al-Quds Al-Arabi in London. So you can say, okay, you can say, I mean, just to give you an idea how fraudulent and false all the allegation. Of course, Saddam knew, he was smart enough to know that this is a political assassination and he refused it. That's the most important. One more thing. There is another lawyer, his name is Badi Arif. He has a big interview with Al-Baghdadiya TV channel in Iraq. He said, I was in Germany for a treatment within the time of trial. He said, in one time, people, Israeli people, they introduced themselves as a Mossad, the intelligence of Israel, Mossad. They want me to give Saddam the following. If Saddam came in the TV and did what they want him to do, ask the resistance to pull down their arms and stop calling about the liberation of Palestine and say that Iraq has nothing to do now with Palestine, we will stop the rope from going around his neck. Exactly that. We'll stop the rope from going around his neck. Mr. Badi Arif, he said, okay, I'll go with the message with Saddam. He went to Saddam and he exactly told him what the Mossad was asking him to do. And Saddam Hussein answered him the following. He said, look, Mr. Arif, you see my eyes? Look at my eyes. And he said, yes. He said, you see the pupil in my eyes, the center of my eyes? That's Palestine. That's Palestine to me. You mean, how dedicated this gentleman about liberation of Palestinian people, liberation of Palestine. And that's one thing. And he said, no way, I will not do that. Palestine is more important than even his eyes. That's what all, I mean.
That's basically what Rumsfeld offered to him when he went there in 1987. Was it 1987 or 86? When he wanted three particular things from Saddam Hussein, and Saddam Hussein said, no, we are not interested in your suggestion.
He just left him. Saddam Hussein left him in the room, and I mean, as a way to insult him, he left him.
Yes.
In the room it is a no, but it's with an insult. He left him and left the room. Yeah.
All righty. We are going to take a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back. Sorry to interrupt. Be right back in 3 minutes and we'll take some calls.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPN for All keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPN for All are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Bethana Nevlin, and one of our listeners reminded me, she said, in place of reporting that the American government did this and so, thus and so, such as in Iraq, it should be more rightly stated that the Zionist Mossad dictatorship ruling the U.S. did thus and so. How true. Why don't we take a...
I agree 100%.
Yes, exactly. Let's take a phone call. Let's take Byron in Canada. Byron, welcome to the program.
Yeah, Lord, I almost forgot what I wanted to say. But to get back to the Halabja gassing, can she go into that a little bit more? Did I hear her say that the Dawis wanted the Iranians to do the gassing of the Kurds? Is that what she said? Because I've got a book that I picked up from the U.S. War College that they, when they investigated, that's what they said, that it was the Iranians that actually did the gassing of the Kurds in Halabja. Could she just go into that just a little bit? And the other thing, before I forget and I'll hang up, is if she remembers the incident in the incubator incident where George Bush and those guys came out and said Saddam Hussein. Well, it was the Kuwaiti daughter that came out there, and she was saying that the Iraqi government, when they went invaded Kuwait, that they took the babies out of the incubators. and they threw him across the floor like firewood. That's what George Bush said when he was lying about it. If she could just cover those two areas, the Halabja gassing, who did that actually, and the if you remember the story about the incubator story. And I'll hang up and I'll take, I'll listen off the air. Thank you.
Sure. Thanks, Byron.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, about the Halabja gassing, at that time there was a fierce fight in the southern front. The Iranian was heavily targeting the southern front of Iraq. Talabani, who is heavily backed by Iran and the Zionist controlled U.S., came with the following: how about we make a hole in the northern front and try to get the Iranian from the northern front and let them come from north and come back and just to open a hole for the Iraqi army, so they distract the Iraqi army between two fronts. The mountains is a very, very hard place to fight or to control that place. So he chose Halabja place. Halabja, one of the reasons they chose that place, this place, the people of Halabja was the most Islamic religious people. He pushed them in that place. When the Iraqi army came and found that the Iranians surrounding Halabja, the Iraqi army asked them, if you want to fight, at least give us the kids and the women and fight as a man. So within that time, Talabani with the Iranian blow or found the cyanide gas, this kind of gas Iraq never had in any time. So they blow this gas and they kill them. Many organizations came. And when they examined the bodies, they say this bodies is not the mustard gas that once Iraq had, but it is another kind of gas which Iraq never had. More than that, the people of Halabja knows very well how this is still alive, came and say that the Iranians are the one who gassed them. The mayor of Halabja went on and he said, no, Iraqi army didn't do it. The Iranian blow or found this kind of gas and killed the Iraqi citizen or the Kurds there. After that, the Iraqi get a hard fight, but they managed to kick out the Iranian from that area. All in all, the killing of those people mainly goes, the one who should be really tried is Talabani, the so-called president of Iraq now, who has militia and backed by U.S. and Israel for a long time, and Iran, and the Iranian army. About what the caller said about, this is the lies, I think, the Kuwaiti war. This is the lies about Nayara. Nayara was the daughter of the ambassador, the Kuwaiti ambassador to UN. He is one of the relatives of Jaber al-Sabah, the Prince of Kuwait. And she came to testify in the caucuses, Tom Lantos caucuses. I don't know what's human rights something caucuses by Tom Lantos, the Zionist. And she testified, of course she was coached by a big PR company called, I think, Helen and Knowlton, as I remember.
They
coached her how to do, shed her tears and say that she volunteered to work as a nurse in one of the Kuwaiti hospitals. And when the Iraqi army controlled Kuwait, she saw the Iraqi soldier taking the incubator away and throwing the babies on the floor on the cold floor to let them die. And she introduced herself as a Kuwaiti nurse who was there at the time of the invasion. Of course, later on, we discovered that this girl never been to Kuwait at that time. She spent all her life in U.S. and her father, she is the ambassador father, daughter, I'm sorry. And this ambassador is the royalty, one of the royalty of al-Sabah. So this was discovered later on when the 1991 war was at that time done. So this is the Naira lie, which is really a remarkable lie to push people to believe, shed a few tears and go and take the American army and let them fight for something that they didn't know. They didn't know why are they fighting for.
Sure. So, propagandists have always used atrocity stories to get the American people involved in a war.
Yeah.
Another person would like to know how you happened to get out of Iraq in 2004.
Well, I was working in the broadcast, Iraq Formal TV, as a broadcaster. And within the time of preparing the run-up for the wall, American professors from all over U.S. came upon the invitation of president of Iraqi University. And I was the one who accompanied other channels, but I was there, and I met my husband there. He was a professor within that group. They came and they saw everything, and a fact-finding mission, something like that. So after 2003, he came back and asked for my hand and my father.
Ah, okay, great. Yeah. Tonight, I will be subbing for Clint Richardson, and that is between 7 and 9 p.m. Central Time. And my guest tonight is going to be Veronica Clark. Just a quick note on that.
I will listen. I love her. She's really remarkable.
Yes.
If there is no caller and no, but just I want to end the program, Diana. I know there are few with something at the execution. There are a lot of the execution. I couldn't say now because there is no time. But one thing is, I will talk about the letter that some American soldier sent to his wife, because he was there at the time of the execution. And he want to tell her how brave Saddam is. By the way, there are a lot of soldiers or officers whom really Saddam was having a lot of love and respect for the American, because they helped him at that time. There are bad Americans, I think the most of them are Zionists, who really beat him. But there are a lot of people who, a lot of American soldiers and officers, who they have very strong relation. And his attorney said sometimes when somebody finish his term and go out, they came to Saddam and they hug him and they cry and they really, really loved him. And so they say one, there is a captain who really helped him a lot and he was sentenced to death, but then objection and he's serving life in prison. I don't know if this is a story, but there are a lot of people who helped Saddam from the American army, which make me feel bad. America, why are you doing that to yourself?
Exactly.
So in this letter, he was describing how coherent Saddam and how strong and how brave to the extent. Very good.
All righty, we have run out of time. Thank you so very much, Bethana, for being on the program today. And thank you, listeners, for listening. Bye-bye now. Talk with you tomorrow.